Support for Lip Service comes from Third Love, the lingerie brand using real women's measurements to design better-fitting bras. Did you know that 80% of women are wearing the wrong bra size? Go ahead and check. With Third Love, it just takes 30 seconds to answer a few questions to find the perfect fitting bra for you or from the comfort of your home. Third Love stands behind their products so much that our listeners can try one for free for 30 days. All you have to do is pay upfront for shipping. Returns and exchanges are always free and easy. So visit thirdlove.com/Angela today and you can get started. This week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Bevel, the first and only shaving system designed for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. You can get closer to a truly bump-free shave by ordering your Bevel right now. Go to getbevel.com/lipservice to order your Bevel today. That's getbevel.com/lipservice. What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And we got Faith Evans in the building.
Hey!
We are so happy to have you. Let me tell you, this is so exciting because I feel like we need some girl time with Faith Evans.
Yes, ma'am, we do.
All right, so now Lip Service, we always start off with the question of the day. And today's question is, well, tip of the day, how do you deal with a friend who likes you and wants to date you, but you're not interested in them? But they're your friend. But they keep saying, you know, one day we going.
You know, I actually dealt with that very recently with Stevie.
But you did date him then.
I did date him. But there was a long period of time where I couldn't even fathom that thought. Well, I never thought of that thought. But even when he first, like, tried to tell me, he was really trying to holler at me.
So how did
it
he manage?
It took a few months of convincing on his end for me to even think, like, he seemed like he might be trying to be different, but
he was going hard.
He was going really hard.
I mean, that's to y'all. Y'all don't know the hard he went before y'all even, you know.
He went real hard
for me to even, you know, consider and then actually, you know, start dating him after having such a great friendship that was 100% platonic for so many years.
Why did you say no? Like, why did you not look at him that way at all ever before that?
Well, I've always had a lot of male friends. Mm-hmm. I still
Me
do,
too.
And I never dated any of them. I think I should have been a boy. I'm such like that. What do they call? You know, like the
like
I guess
tomboy,
you know,
the guy's guy.
I wanted to be a tomboy, but I didn't want to get bruised up. I didn't want to get hurt.
I hear that.
And then by default, I ended up getting like really hurt physically so many times in life. Like I really could have been a tomboy. I don't know. We were just such great friends. I never saw him in that way.
Because a lot of guys want to know how to get out of that friend zone. Mm. So what made you finally say, like, what was the... Really,
hey,
Stephanie?
I was turning it off.
How you feel today?
She was turned up.
But wait, it was kind of appropriate.
Because there's people that really feel right. Like, you know, I'm in the friend zone. How do I get out of it? What made you finally take him seriously? Because so many people are like, I like this woman and I want to get out of this friend zone. I don't want her to look at me like that. What did he do? Do you feel like that made you finally say, you know what? I'll give him a shot.
I think it was more, well, of course he had to do some things, but I obviously was in a place of, okay, I've been married most of my adult life. Mm-hmm. I didn't really date much until in the last 4 years. And I think it was kind of getting beyond the, like, that's so weird to me. But then he's like, no, for real. Like, I love you. Like, I know you and you've been there for me. I mean, he was reiterating things that were very actual and true, but things that never to me meant we should be together.
Right.
Because I know every reason that we shouldn't.
Right. I think we all
but
do.
But honestly, you know, he really, even for the people that are very close to me that know him and love him for the crazy, wild person that he is, that never could even think like, yo, he, you sure? And, you know, he even convinced them, I must say. They was like, yo.
Right.
Like, he's really on some, like, this is, you know.
He got the horse and carriage.
I've seen that, yeah.
Well, that's just TV stuff.
No, yeah,
don't get
TV
me wrong.
Stuff,
not
right.
that it was fake.
Right.
But it's not like the
they
relationship.
That we don't even know about.
The right. relationship didn't play out in TV time. It wasn't an 8-episode thing.
Right.
Like, we only did, you know what I mean? We were actually together, and I was going to be on his show either way, but we ended up actually kind of dating, and... Mm-hmm. I was, you know, they asked me to be on the whole season. I'm like, well, I just told them I'd be on a few episodes.
Right.
And I probably filmed one prior to me kind of taking him serious one episode, and then I was back in town and sort of trying to take him
serious. His kids loved you. His kids was seeming like they was rooting for the relationship.
We are always going to have a great relationship. Right. I love Stevie to death, even though I know that he's not ready for me.
Right.
When is he might not be ready anybody.
He might be.
You think so?
For some people.
I don't know.
He ain't ready for me.
If you're not cool. Yeah, you know what? If there's certain shit that you can accept, then I guess it could work if you can accept certain things.
Oh my God, I love the way that you carried yourself with the situation with him on the show, because you was like, listen, no, you're not going to play me. Uh-uh. And I felt that. I was like, okay, like you knew the kind of person. Obviously, we all seen the kind of person he's portrayed as. I don't know if that's just the reality TV thing, but you really stood your ground and you never was going to make that situation make you look any different. And I just feel like...
I'm so glad that you got it like that.
Nah, yeah,
that's totally how it was. And the funny thing is that, like I said, in the filming world, you know, but it's not like when we started filming, that was the beginning of our relationship. But I remember him telling me when we actually filmed this early scene where I was like, nah, I would never. He was like, was you trying to be funny? Because we were already dating. But I'm like, no, people ain't going to think it was that easy, because you know you really went through that.
Right.
And I really did shut you down for like months. I've never thought of him in that way in those 20 years. I mean, I can't say there hasn't been times in the last 10 years that I'm like, is he trying to wink at me? Like, I would run. I'd be like,
give
ew.
Me that Stevie J face.
I'd be like, ew, get out of here. No. I don't want to feel weird like that. But I think being divorced for 4 years, having dated after my divorce, and just, we've always been very close. I mean, he's going to always be my friend regardless. But whatever it was about him that convinced me this particular time to think that, oh wow, you really trying to do something different. I'm still a very smart, and you know, I be playing chess in my head, so I know how to like foresee things and just see the bigger picture, and if something don't make sense to me, it don't. So even though I really did believe that he wanted to be different and wanted to do something different, I've been through too much to not pay attention to stuff that don't make sense.
Can he get back in?
What do you mean?
He's like, charming.
Can he get back in?
He's very charming. That's why most people fall for the bullshit. Right.
Can he be like, you know what? I learned my lesson.
I wouldn't really know how to answer that, because I doubt it. I'm not going to say that, you know, might not be times that we, you know, might, you know, hook up in the next few years. I don't know.
Right.
That's if somebody don't, you know, snatch me up. But I'm just saying, I'm not really, I don't know. I love Stevie. He's going to, I mean, we have a history that is not going to be changed. And that was a totally platonic friendship.
Did Jocelyn try to come at you?
No.
She know better.
She know who the fuck lies.
Well, no. Y'all don't say that, because I'm not no, you know. But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Wise, but
no, let me say this. And it's funny. Nobody's ever asked me this until now, other than like people that for on the side. Like nobody in media has ever asked me that question, but I'm sure that's something that people talk about and wonder. But I can honestly say that I don't think there would be a reason to. I mean, at least for me, you know, because Stevie and I were always friends. I met her by way of her being with him. I always actually supported them, to be quite honest.
But then she really might feel away. She might be like, damn, you was smiling in my face. You met me, you know, now you want to date my baby daddy.
At the time I decided to date him, to my understanding, he wasn't with anybody.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he knows that I would never date him in any relationship, period. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not that girl.
Right.
I'm not into being with you and someone else, or, you know, whatever. That's fine if that's your thing. But he knows me better than that. And at the point when that was a part of him, you know, actually trying to be with me, I'm like, wait a minute. It's so fresh out of this. He's talked to me about every single relationship he's been in. So it was definitely a challenge for me to consider it, like I said before. But he did do whatever I thought he seemed to need to do to convince me.
I just want to say, guys, this is so surreal. We are sitting here with Faith Evans.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. Like, I promise
Faith
you.
Evans.
And we're drinking Hennessy and lemonade.
Right? Yeah. Hennessy and lemonade with Faith Evans.
Faith is just talking
That's
to us.
That's crazy. That's like an honor. It really is.
Yeah. All right, now, one
we're
my...
talking about things that I know people yeah. want to talk about, but they just haven't asked me yet.
You now, look, one of my friends in the room, I'm not going to say who it is, got invited to a sex party.
Ooh,
right.
Listen.
What, L'Oreal?
I'm not going to say who it is, but I'm pointing at her and I just said her name.
Now, tell me about this sex party and what is it like? And so, is this something that anybody, has anybody ever been to a sex party in this room?
I don't know if we could call it a sex party, but.
No, listen.
No, I'm joking.
I got the invitation. I'm not nothing about any of this kind of stuff. I've never been to one before. I actually heard one of my friends, not her, but he told me he was invited to one. He told me how it all went down. It's confidential. They make you sign stuff. You bring your own bottle. There's beds everywhere. They have bowls of condoms everywhere. And he was invited through another girl. They have to approve you in order to get there, and you get the address 48 hours before you go there. And I heard about it, and I was like, wow, that's crazy. And he told me the whole story, whole rundown. I was like, wow, you just people fucking everywhere. He was like, yeah, they'll just come join you and whoever you're with. You have to come with a girl if you're a man, from what I was told. And girls could come by themselves. Somebody in the room, I'm not going to say who, he's shaking his head yes, so he obviously he knows.
All right.
But he said, no, I haven't been.
Yeah, but so I thought it was crazy. And then today, somebody actually sent me an invitation. Like, you know, at your own risk. We're not liable if you get STDs.
Damn. Okay, I'm not going to lie.
This one was a sleepover party. The other one that my friend had was not the same.
That's like
the swingers club, just like a private situation.
Yeah, I don't know anything about any of this. I'm never going
to
go.
So, all right, Gigi, so you said you haven't been to that, but what have you been to?
Sex party?
Yeah.
Y'all know my story about the five girls and the one guy.
Well, I don't know if that's a sex party. Ooh. That's not a sex party, though. That sounds
like that man had a good time.
Right.
It was a party and we had some sex.
By the way, it was TDJ.
I wouldn't be surprised. Listen, that wouldn't surprise me. That would not surprise me.
No.
By the way, I know I would never be one of those girls.
She's like, minus a me. So what
that's
happened?
That's funny. I mean, we just all had sex.
Right.
So, yeah. Gigi, you went to a sex party before.
No, that's I went to a swingers club though. Before.
So, what's the difference between a sex party and a swingers club?
A swingers club,
a swingers club is everything you just described, except it happens every night in one particular place.
It happens every night?
Every night. That's a lot.
I mean, I don't know if they're open 7 nights a week, but...
do you mean you had a man? I'm sorry, yeah, but you had a man and y'all went together?
No, it was just a friend of mine that we just went. Like, but you have like a regular there.
Right.
But you have to... It was like a membership type of thing, so he was a member, and he hit me with the "come meet me out for a drink," and then I pulled up at the spot like,
"Rich
your
pussy out,
pull up on the scene,
and we got there. We just sat at the bar and was just like watching the people. They were like having sex and stuff, and we was just looking.
She said it so normally.
How do you get invited to these parties?
So, who in this room, Stephanie? Who would go to one of these just to observe?
I definitely wouldn't. I'm too paranoid.
You don't gotta join it.
Not that private invite only thing, but I would go back to a swingers club just to kind of like hang out. It wasn't like horrible. Nobody tried me or anything. I was just sitting there. No, you don't have to do anything.
I can't even pee in front of somebody. Like if I'm in a bathroom.
You peed earlier.
No, I did not. Yeah, listen, don't be telling our business, bitch. No, but like it feels weird to me if like someone's around me and I'm trying to pee. Like it takes me a minute. Like I have to think about it. So to fuck in front of another person.
Oh.
That's just weird. I'm sorry. Several other people, not just one person.
But what if they're strangers? Would you rather fuck in front of strangers or people you know?
Strangers if I had to pick. I mean, do these people have their phone?
No.
Where do you put your phone? They take your phone at the door?
They don't take it, but it's just proper etiquette not to pull your phone
out. Yeah, you'd be a loser to pull
your phone. She sounds like she is such a vet.
Listen. Right?
She knows the rules, the protocol.
He said they'll throw you out if you bring your phone.
You know what? Let me not hear you say one more thing over there.
You're about to lose your job.
Clearly.
You know what? That ring on your ear right there tells it all right there.
Oh, my God. Okay.
The ear cuff
gives me all the info, all the intel.
Now, say one of your homegirls, right, liked one of your guy friends. Would you hook her up with a guy that you know he ain't shit?
I'm not a hooker-upper. I'm not like that, because I don't like when people try to hook me up.
But no, but say she's like, yeah, I like such and such, you know.
Like, I jokingly be like, let me just talk. I have one of my best friends is a trans girl. Mm-hmm. And she stay any, you know, fine to girl, tell him. I'm like, no, I'm not telling him that. I'm not into that. He ain't about to, you know, be mad at me. And, you know, but she stayed thinking somebody. And I'm like, sometimes she surprised me.
That's how it work out.
She end up telling me that, well, you ain't hooked me up, but I hollered at him.
Right, it works out. Listen, we have a trans friend that definitely has.
Okay. No, I had to put my head down just now.
I'm like, well, okay,
with guys
girl.
That we know, and we were like, wow.
She was like, yeah, because you know, fuck him, because I done fucked him already, and I know his family. I was like,
wow.
Damn, okay.
You is a man.
Like, you is a man.
But if you had a friend that wanted to be hooked up with a guy that you know ain't shit, would you hook her up?
If she was that serious about it, I would just like warn her, like, listen, I don't know if you
right
want to take it seriously, and you might just want to have a little session and call it a day, because that ain't the one you want to fall in love with. I mean, I would give fair warning.
Right, that's
I all. Wouldn't be a hater, because you. Clearly that's he's cool. My friend too, so I wouldn't be like, nah, fuck that nigga, he ain't shit. But I would just really be like, girl, I don't know if that's what you might want to, you know, do with that, but
go to dinner, get some.
She sounds like me.
Yeah,
let me tell you something. But then I tell the dude too, like, I told her you ain't shit.
Yeah. Right, because that's how I am. Like, I want to be with
you. Go ahead, but I already told her
that's how I am.
But don't you feel like, as a woman, sometimes women are more attracted to guys when they hear they ain't shit?
Maybe
the bad guy, like they want that bad guy.
Somebody be like, you know, he ain't shit.
Or they think that they can change him, like, make him treat me right.
I think in my teenage life, I probably put, you know, I mean, I thank God I got some of these things out of the way early.
But
now, you know, I don't want that.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. I did just talk about me dating Stevie.
Right.
And
right.
But
no kidding.
In terms of, in many ways, in terms of relationships, it's fair to say that. But he's also a he's a great person, right, though. And I know him as a person and as a friend, so I think it was a little clouded when I finally decided, like, you really seem like you serious, and I know you a good person,
right?
Mm-hmm. Like, for real, even though you do some dumb shit on TV,
right? That's TV,
and I don't understand what. But
no,
it's still,
I remember
like,
when
stuff that he actually does.
I remember when you said that he lent you money to get your house, like
my first house. Yeah, mm-hmm. He did.
Oh, is that true?
$75,000.
But that's, I gave it back to him like a month later.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that as well.
Yeah.
He should have been like, nah.
That's probably why he gave it to me.
Did you give him back the whole thing, though?
Of course. He knew I was waiting for my advance. Mm-hmm. So it was more of a like, you know, I'm trying to get this checked. It ain't coming yet. I got this house. I do not want to lose it.
Right.
It's very few people, you know. Right. I would never just ask somebody.
But that's when y'all were friends, not when y'all
were. We were already friends. Mm-hmm.
That's
you know?
Not when y'all were.
We're dating, no.
This was back in the 90s.
Yeah, she said it was her first
time. I never even thought about him in that way.
But this is why you know that he's a good person.
Yeah, that's
cool. He is a good guy. He's a great person. I mean, he's a great father, even though he got all these child support things going on. But you know what I'm saying? He is a great father. And in the way ways that I've seen,
he's not a great boyfriend.
You know what, I know Mimi, and Mimi does always say that, like, he tries to be like a really good father at all times.
I know he tries to be present. He's very present.
That's what she told
lives,
me as well. You know? So, you know, I heard the same thing. So it's not like you're just saying it and I ain't hear nobody else.
Yeah.
Like, what he portrays on TV, and I know it is just reality TV, and
it's
I've done
not
the
just
show
that, though.
It does not. It doesn't seem like it matches up to the person that I've heard that he really is.
I think that he just.
But he has many different facets to his personality.
Right,
because
right.
Even though it is reality TV, you are up here
doing
this thing.
Yeah, you choose.
And that's something, as his friend before that, I was just always really intrigued. Like, I can't wait to ask him, why is he doing this shit on TV? Like, we know you're crazy, but why?
We know.
Why'd you do that?
Right, right.
Like, I would be the one, the friend that'd be like, yo, what is really,
what the fuck are you
but
doing?
But let's keep it real. That's what got him his own show.
That's a fact. I liked his show way better than I liked him on Love & Hip Hop. The show that he did and you was on, to me, it was interesting. Like, and I feel like it had substance. It had family.
It showed a relationship.
It had faith on it.
It had faith. It had faith. And I'm not gonna, like I said to you earlier, like the way you portray, like the way you were and the way they showed you, because you know they could twist things around.
Oh, you know, but they tried to. I want to.
Oh yeah, they tried to. Yeah. But you stood your ground.
Y'all want
to
hear the tea?
Yes, yeah, we want to hear the tea. Hear.
Okay. So we were dating and things like that, and I mean, I would have been on his show anyway. I've been on there just supporting him before, you know. But I had told him I would be on a few episodes, and then, you know, they were really like, yo, at some point they were like, we're so happy you guys are together. We knew he liked you. I'm like, really? And they're like, yeah, we knew he liked you forever. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Y'all just want me to be on the
y'all
show.
Trying to you know what I mean?
But at some point through our the filming, which wasn't that much, and the relationship, you know, I found out some things. And I was like, you know what? I ain't going to film no more. Just because I'm like, nah, I ain't doing all that. Because in real, you're not about to be on screen acting like something is some kind. They didn't hire me as an actress.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
I hear that.
You know what I mean? So, but then I decided, you know what? I'm doing other business with this machine of Viacom. So I don't want those people to be, you know.
Right.
Because they was going to lose it if I was like, I ain't going to do it no more. Right. You know what I mean? So I came back in the midst of, in real life, what I had just found out about him. And, you know.
What is it that you found out?
That he just, you know, wants to be in on up and up and everything. That's his story to tell if he wants to tell
He got a little drunk.
But that was actually, that's what I'm trying to get to.
Right.
So what y'all actually saw as being, I guess what they wanted to present as why, that wasn't really, that was just their way of cleaning
as
up.
An explanation.
Right. Mm-hmm. But in real life, I found out something about him being involved with this business partner of his and things like that. And he kind of tried to avoid me. And I'm over here gagging like, wait a minute. Right. You done went through all this convincing and all of this and that. And you don't even really know how to deal with me. Like, this is me. This Faye. Right. I'm the same one. Like, why you acting different because we fucked? Because we fucking now. Like, I'm still being 100% true with you and still giving you the same advice, telling you stop saying that ain't your baby.
Right.
Like, I'm that one. You know, I'm really your friend. Right. I'm like, stop saying that, dude. I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You were all pretty sure.
And
it
he
was.
Will say that. I've told him, stop doing that. I don't like that. I don't like when you, you know, I'm
as
I just
a woman,
really
I don't like that
him.
Shit. Right.
And so I decided to go film because I knew that he was trying to avoid me. And he saw me and he thought it was going to all be good when I see him again. And I had to film for 3 days and I had it planned out on that third day, honey, on that horse and carriage scene.
Oh yeah, I like that scene.
He didn't know what was coming. They didn't know I was going to say that because they didn't know what was really going
and
on.
And they were probably like, yes.
No,
yes.
They didn't
she
know.
Was
they
playing
were
the shit out of
Let
him.
Let me tell
too,
you
like,
what. Mm-hmm. Them cameras scrambled like roaches when the lights came on. Come on. When they heard me drop a bomb about. Because they thought I was going to be like, yeah, we can figure it out. Nope. I was like, uh-uh. But meanwhile, in real life, this is really going on. And you on camera trying to act like, and I'm like, yo, okay, I got you, man.
But in your head, did you ever think that there was a future for you guys?
I really did.
You did?
Only because I know that he is really a good person. And he convinced me that he was ready to be different. Everybody has
it
a past.
It seemed believable.
Everybody has a past. Right. And you're talking in what you just saw in those eight episodes.
Believable.
It definitely wasn't a.
And you know, from what I heard,
four-week thing, you know?
On sideline.
No, we were
things.
Talking about it. We were like, yeah, he seemed really nice. Like, he really went hard.
Because I was at the concert in Atlanta and they said that y'all was together and I wasn't on the show. And it was just people that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And they was, and I thought about it. I'm like, yo, he must have really switched up and changed because, you know, Jocelyn had did a lot of grimy stuff. You know, that we all know about. This is just stuff that was just in the media. And I just figured, like, maybe he got his life straightened together and was thinking, I'm a fuck with her now. And
I mean, come on, your Faith Evans.
Your Faith. Like
you would think.
Right.
I mean, I don't think that has anything
to do with
it.
No, but I'm
it should have.
It should. It definitely should.
It's on the level of him knowing that I'm not that one.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, nobody's ever gonna, don't ever cheat. But I mean, you know that there's a certain, that's you only gonna get so far with the bullshit.
Beat a bitch ass, listen, okay? In the hotel
even
room.
Aside from
okay.
that, but we're in a whole different place now. No, I'm in a whole different place. But just like, no, I'm not even speaking in a comparison never. Of people things, because I don't even tips. Do that.
Not even to make, to, not even to say that you should do
I'm
that.
Just I'm just explaining where I was coming from with him knowing me and the level, the woman that I am.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm even being mature enough to say, all right, you know, you kind of got, but I know there's a 50-50 chance. I had to still understand it. Ain't like I'm all.
But you're a legend. Be clear.
You know, I pay attention.
Right, right. Well, has your relationship changed as friends now? Like, is it different?
This week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by SeatGeek. Buying tickets to sports and concerts can be way too complicated, but there's a better, simpler way to buy with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the easiest way to get tickets to live events. With their seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. I've got the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find a seat. SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites and ensuring you're getting the best possible deal. They do all the heavy lifting and you save time and money. And they want you to get the best bang for your buck. So do I. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that'll fit your budget. There's nothing quite like seeing your favorite team or musician in person, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. Best of all, our listeners get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $20 rebate on tickets, download the SeatGeek app, go to the setting tab and click add a promo code, enter promo code Angela, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Make sure you download the SeatGeek app today and don't forget promo code Angela for that $20 rebate.
I really don't want it to be.
Mm-hmm, but
we
it?
Are still friends. Mm-hmm. I think because you know, because he has so much going on at all times. But you know what I'm saying? I'm the one that knows how to step back. Like, I'm going to still be here. I'm going to still be the same friend.
Right. That I was.
I mean, when you hit me, I'm going to still be there if you need me.
That's cool.
You know what I mean? So, I would say that it hasn't in that sense.
Right.
But do I feel like I'm going to go so super, super hard for defending you?
Right.
No.
I'm going to be honest. I mean, I'm still defending him because he is a good person. I'm not going to not say
that. But I feel like he understands that, too. He's not the
type of person. But he knows what it is. He knows what it is.
Right.
All right. Now, people have been asking questions that they want us to address.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know. About this topic, climaxing while sleeping.
How do you do it?
I've done it several times, and I know it's not a dream. No, I'm reading. I've done it several times, and I know it's not a dream because I wake up shaking with my cooch vibrating.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Has anybody ever here came in their sleep?
I think I did.
Hey, come on, Freaksha.
Yeah, I think I did.
Well, so, okay, I feel like that's a incredible experience. It's like no effort to have an orgasm.
I feel like she's the one I should ask about anything I want to know.
She'll tell you
about
So what was that? Like you woke up?
I think I might have been like dreaming about sex and woke up like, you know, with the little chill at my spine. Yeah.
But did you come?
I mean, I felt like I did.
It's hard to tell, right?
Yeah.
It happened to me before. Yeah. I had a dream where I was having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I woke up, I'm like, did I have sex?
Right.
Did not?
Because like, you kind of feel like you did.
It does feel like you really did. Like a wet dream for a woman.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Experienced that.
It's crazy.
Stephanie, you never experienced it?
No, I've never come in my sleep or in my dreams.
I think I or in my dreams. Absolutely not.
Really to do it.
The worst is if you're not alone in bed and you do that.
Oh my God. That's embarrassing. Right? You didn't make me come last night, but I made myself come in my dream.
In my dream.
But I came and I did.
I have a dream.
But you suck and you
didn't. Percentage-wise, how often would you say that you come during sex?
Internally or externally?
Mm. What's the difference?
There's a big difference.
The clit or the inside.
Yeah, you have the clitoral stimulated.
I must be a novice. For all of my teenage promiscuity, please tell me what you're talking about. What?
External orgasm is.
You mean like clitoris? Squirt? Or
no.
Like, wait, what's.
External orgasm is when you have an orgasm from being aroused by clitoris, like your clitoris being stimulated.
Clitoral stimulation.
Right. And internal orgasm is when you're. climaxing from penetration.
It's a uterus orgasm.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, I've experienced both. I just never differentiated.
You didn't know it was different, right?
I just go, I'm coming.
Thank you. Love you.
Bye.
So percentage-wise, Faith, how often would you say you come during sex?
98, 95.
Girl, yes. Great. That's me
even
too.
Even if I have to be the one to make sure I do.
Right. Me too. I come.
I think I'm going to fire myself.
Oh, my God. You know what? I just recently started squirting. Which is crazy. I promise you.
I never squirted
in the past, like, I squirted in the past couple months, like, three times. And I was like,
sorry to all your exes. R.I.P.
Sorry to who I was listening that I didn't have sex with. So fuck y'all.
Achieve it. Like, did you feel like
when I tell you it happened out of nowhere. Nowhere. Like, I, nothing different, nothing, anything. Like, I just squirted, and I've never squirted before, and I used to always talk about it like, oh my God, I want to squirt, like, I wanted to learn how to do it, and then out of nowhere, like...
You squirted.
I believe, receive.
That's why you got to speak things into existence.
You got to write. Yeah, it's like
the
secret.
The power was always within you.
The force is
the universe. You put it out in the universe, and you got your squirt.
I mean,
let me start asking for one.
Please. Do you know how good I felt after that? And then in a while, I felt like, no, I don't want nobody to feel like, oh, I made her squirt and they felt good about themselves. So it's like a gift and a curse. Like,
no, you should want a guy to feel that. I've never squirted. I would love to, but I'm fine with having an orgasm.
You can't control it. Like, I swear to God, like, when no, I used to think it was pee. It. Yeah, because so I know Stephanie squirts. We know from the You can't control it. It's crazy. Like, I swear to God.
My new boyfriend makes me squirt with his mouth, and it's just so terrible. I get so upset.
Listen.
And he loves it. It gets me so mad.
It's special.
I hate it.
Not gonna lie.
You said you hate it? No, you don't.
Yes, I do hate it because I have to sleep in the puddle. Nobody
else. I'm not sleeping in a puddle.
Like, before you even like put sleeping. This towel down.
Right.
Is there such thing as an internal squirter?
I don't know anything about
squirting.
So what does it mean? Like, you, what would you think that was? I'm confused. So if you internally squirt, it's like just inside?
It's just like an extra heavy volume of interior
coming. Oh, meaning like you're extra wet, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would just think that you were just extra wet.
Well, no, after you come, like, you know what I mean? Like, you, like, because I know the whole point of squirting is for it to be
come out. Right. Yeah.
But what projected. If it's jammed up in the air and you can't come out?
It didn't find its way out the tunnel.
Constipation in your puss.
That's when you get that macaroni and cheese noise.
Oh, yeah. That's what that is. That's squirting internally.
When you get the macaroni and cheese noise,
it's like,
oh, yeah.
Who made that noise? I don't know what that noise was. Who made that? They said you stirring the mac and cheese. I've never heard this. Are you serious? No. It does. It sounds like you're stirring like the crack. Before you put it in the oven, you be mac potatoes. I didn't make this up. I'm the mac and cheese. We don't make this up. All right, so I'm a mac and cheeser. So you don't externally squirt.
Yeah, because I've never squirted, but I get really wet and I come. But I've never squirted.
I'm an audio squirter. That's the mac and cheese.
That's the noise, though. Right, that means you squirted internally. I like that. I like that.
Now, here's another thing that we were talking about. If you get pregnant, right, and you decide not to keep it, should you tell, do you have to tell the guy? Are you obligated? Because it's kind of your decision, your body.
I don't think you're obligated, but you should.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think you have to.
In a healthy relationship, you should discuss it with your partner. But if you're in an unhealthy relationship and you're doing what you got to do for you.
Yeah, if you're just getting fucked and you got pregnant.
Then, you know, you should probably just handle your business and keep it quiet.
Really? Like, I never had an abortion before.
I'm saying, like, if it was that situation where you just kind of just...
Yeah, if it was just like a fuck buddy situation and, you know, you don't see it going nowhere, you don't want to have this baby, no need to discuss it.
You shouldn't get pregnant by your fuck buddy because you should be using condoms with your fuck buddy.
I mean, you should, but, you know, how long will that last?
Right. So, but say it's your boyfriend and you just feel like, oh, my career is so popping. Like, I need to focus on my career.
He's
going
to try to talk me out of it.
Yeah. Would you do that?
No, that's
wrong.
If it
was my man, I would definitely tell him.
You would tell him.
Yeah.
Now, what if he was like, I want you to keep it?
I mean, that depends on what the real.
But you already knew you didn't want to.
Oh, well, I would.
That's hard, yeah.
Oh, then I probably would do it and not tell him.
Shit.
If it was to the extent I had to really tussle with myself emotionally about it, I probably wouldn't tell him.
Because does it make a difference if a guy is like, hey, I want you to keep it. I don't think you should do that.
It's not their fucking decision. I mean, like I never had been pregnant before in my life.
I think if you're pregnant and the guy wants you to keep it, you should consider, you should think about it.
He can leave if he wants to, and you're stuck.
But it depends on the relationship.
Only because he says he wants you to keep it.
Not only because, just because.
And then swallow that pill.
Then think about
swallowing an abortion pill.
No, the reason why I think because it's his child too. It's if you're with a guy and you know he doesn't believe in abortion, he might think that you're killing his kid. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You should think about it. You, just as considering another person. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm. And then you have the baby, and he's like, "Eh, I don't want to."
I mean,
nice where'd he go?
I'm just saying, you. I mean, it is two people, right? It is two people making a baby. It's not. I don't feel like it's just the woman's decision whether she.
But you know what?
But
a lot of the responsibility falls on the woman, regardless. Like you always have to think. I feel like when you have a baby, if you're not with that person like that, if you're not married, they might not be around. You don't really know what's gonna happen. Right. Sometimes, you know, that's why I feel like. It is more on the woman, just because no matter what, you got to be there, just in case he changes his mind.
I agree. The final decision is on the woman, but I don't think it's something that the man shouldn't be, shouldn't be involved in that decision. I don't think that's fair.
All right, now if somebody bought you a gift, would you check to make sure it's real?
Meaning like
what kind
like
of gift? A jewelry? Watch.
Some jewelry.
Yeah. If you're accepting a gift from somebody who is suspect, yeah. If the person is suspect, if it's not a suspect person, then no.
I mean, if I'm opening a watch box, then
you assume
I know.
It's real.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. You assume it's real.
Yeah, like if I'm opening the box and it's red, you know, the red Cartier box, and it has all of the little cards and the serial numbers and the all of that stuff that comes along with it.
The certificate.
All of that stuff. Then I would assume that it was real. But if he give me a watch and he just give it to me.
Right.
Just hand me a watch.
On your wrist.
I'm going to be like.
that's my point I was going to make is. You know, kind of already knowing the difference, which that's not to say, I got that already. But I'm just saying, if you know the difference, then you might be looking for those things because you know that it's not going to come in a box. And I happen to know that there's some great AAA class designer imposters on that come with all of those things.
Would
you check? Would you do the appraisal? Like, let me just see.
I would probably get it appraised, but I would probably notice certain things.
Right.
I think if somebody gave me a knockoff, I would know.
I would know
just by looking at it. I don't think I would know.
I would definitely
have to like ask an expert. I don't think I would know.
I would definitely.
If it was something that I don't already have, I would look online for sure. Because you know they tell you everything, girl. Right. How you spot a fake such as such.
You can Google anything now.
Anything.
Yep. So wait, there's fake Rolexes that come with the box and
everything.
Of course.
Everything.
Yes. Absolutely 100%.
See, I don't fuck with no nigga that's fraud like that. That'll be like, oh, let me get this bitch a fake ass watch.
That you know of. He could have got too.
See, that's different. True. That's different.
I don't even think a man would even dare giving me a knockoff. I've spotted a mile away.
I don't know about spotting a mile away, but I don't think don't play that shit with me.
I don't think I would know.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, don't let me find out about no fake shit.
I'm coming for your mother. Somebody if they gave you something fake? Like, what if he gave you something, you found out it wasn't real, then what? Now you got to tell
him. Did you know whether it was real?
Do you know that you gave me a fake ass watch?
Why you didn't tell me?
Listen. So what is it turns
Look,
green
I jumped in the
wrist?
Pool with it. Now it's gonna work.
I jumped in the
You should have warned me, nigga.
Why would you jump in the pool with it?
I'm not gonna lie. Like when I got my
Right.
When I got my first Rolex, I wasn't aware like that you could get in the water with it and shit. So my ex, he like took it. He was like, "You got something on your watch," and he put it under the water. I'm like, "No!" It's like, bitch.
It's like no, Rolex.
You can get it.
Yeah, I used to take my watch off at the beach.
Yeah,
and he used to be like, "It's a real boy. You can get in the water
with it." Yeah, you can get in the water with it. I didn't know that. I was scared to ask.
I don't know anything about
I was scared to ask because I was like, I was embarrassed, I know. Like, you don't know shit if you don't know that your Rolex can't get wet. Like,
so should I try to put my Rolex under the water and see what happens?
If that shit don't work, girl.
No.
Yeah, just, you like, can put it, like, I cleaned my wash the other day. I had it all under the water. It was good. Making sure my shit was good. Like, if it don't do that, then it's a wrap. That's not real.
So would you,
ticks.
All right, so let's just say you found out it's not real. You would tell your man it's over or what?
Is this a me question?
Yeah.
I don't think I would break up with him for that. We would have to have a serious conversation. Yeah. We're supposed to be on a different level than that.
First off, I would want to know if he knew.
You should
it was
be able to really
Faith,
talk to me about
what if he's
all
like,
that?
Faith, but you're a celebrity and I'm a regular guy. And I just like, can't afford the shit.
So buy me a t-shirt.
Buy me better than that. Don't try to buy me one then.
Yeah.
Buy me some fresh kicks.
That's but you would true.
Buy me something.
But you have sympathy.
We can talk, but that's the conversation we would have. Like,
get
I love
you. Some
you. I mean,
or
you ain't
got to like
do that.
That.
I'm real simple. I'm a swap meet girl. You know what I mean? It's cool.
Now, you always fly. Stop it.
But I get my jewelry from the swap meet.
Really?
I really do. Lost and swap meet. Those are my peoples. Yeah, I do.
You know, see, that's what happens when you know that you up to a certain stature. People look at it and be like, "Oh, that shit is real." So they're not even.
I got
even
a little Tiffany on here and stuff, but the rest of this is a swap meet.
Like, I see all kind of Chanel shit.
I mix it up.
Okay, that's what you got to do.
I don't know what she's talking about.
High and low.
I mix it all up together.
Gotta do that sometimes.
You gotta have faith.
Gotta have faith.
Are you okay with dating like a guy who is nowhere near your level?
I don't know what you mean by that. Like
let's
the guy
just say,
who has a 9-to-5?
Yeah, but also just maybe just making ends meet and stuff like that. Because I know sometimes we feel like we work so hard to get to where we get to. Mm, mm. Can I be with somebody that can't do the things for me that I could do for myself?
Well, I already know that I could be with someone that is not on, you know, as not on the same in the same tax bracket as me. I know that. I've already proven that to myself.
But what if you have to pay
but
for the vacations?
I want to? I don't want to anymore. No,
right.
I don't.
You learned your lesson.
My heart knows that I could.
Right.
But I've already, you know, I don't have to prove that to anyone. You know, God knows my heart. All the people I've been with know my heart. But at this point in my life, I would certainly want to be with someone that, even if they're not, you know, in the same tax bracket, just that has their own and that's doing their own thing. Now, I respect somebody that just knows that they have to hustle just on their own, whether I'm in their life or not. I mean, I respect just people that's go-getters and that know that this is part of my life means I got to make stuff happen for me and the people that are in my life. So it's not so much from a what you do for a living type of thing, but you out there serious about
life.
Getting it.
Getting
not just making
together.
Ends meet. Don't get me wrong. No shade to the people who are.
Right.
But I mean, you know, I definitely have gone through the just making ends meet part of my life. Hopefully, I don't have
to
go back there.
No more,
you know
right.
what I mean?
What if he's like 35, like, I still want to rap?
How about being 45? How about being 55 and haven't made it yet and still want to be a rapper? I haven't met that guy, but I have some friends that, you know, that might be their little situation. And I'm like, girl, you know, won't you tell him to hang it up? Hang up his microphone. I mean, I don't know. I would have to be honest. I'd be clowning. Because, see, I'm so funny. I'd be making jokes. I'd be like,
oh, man.
Child. Like, boo, come
his
on
poor
now.
Ego.
Like, I mean, if he already got a secured a place in my heart, then I would have to figure out a way to be tactful about telling him to hang it up.
Right.
But I would have to tell him.
Like, baby, it's not.
Like, I love you. I think you dope as hell. But I want to see somebody else do that first before you be the one to embark on that.
Like, I would feel like you're real as fuck. Like, you're not going to hold nothing back from the person you're dating.
Like, you still rapping like the Sugar Hill Gang.
Like if you don't shut the fuck up with that rapping shit.
No,
and get
I wouldn't
another
say it like that. Oh, no, I well, would not.
See, I
not
would.
Like that.
That's I said it in my words.
I have to infuse most stuff with humor.
Right.
That's my way of being honest.
Like, honest humor.
Because I have a really great sense of humor.
Right.
So I know how to make everything into, like, man, if you don't stop with that Sugar Hill.
If you don't stop with that hip hop hippity into the hop.
No disrespect to Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh, yeah, no.
But it's 2017. Or Sugar Hill Records. Yeah. Shout out to them. Shout
but
out
to I'm the just first saying, I don't want hip-hop. Nobody. Right.
Right. Right.
If,
style
you,
of...
if that's your style right now, right, then you need to do a little bit of history. Well, you got the history part.
Ancient ass.
Right.
Now, we have seen recently that you and Little Kim have managed to come together and actually, finally, like, after your whole past and history, put all that behind you and even take a picture together. Are y'all like cool? Do you speak?
Kim is on the album.
Right.
Oh, that's dope.
Kim is on this album. And actually, I mean, we speak. I wouldn't say like, oh, I call her like, what's up, girl? Let's go hang out. I mean, but it is, I'm very happy that she's in a different place. Because for me, when Big died, all of that stuff went out the window. Mm-hmm. And I can honestly say that. I've always said it and it's the truth. And I actually reached out to Kim some years ago to be on a record with me.
I remember
it just
when you
didn't
said
happen
that.
When she was, I think, dating Scott Storch. Mm-hmm. And I was working with him and my ex-husband was trying to make it happen, but I probably should have said it myself, you know?
Right.
But I know that it's something that our fans have been waiting for, you know? And the funny thing is I never knew, I would have never imagined it would be on this album with me and Big, that right, she ends right. up actually being on the record.
That's dope.
So, you know,
that's
God
amazing.
Works in, like, really crazy.
I think that's
ways.
Powerful for a lot of women too, because sometimes we don't get along with each other because of a man.
Mm-hmm.
And like maybe we, other than that, would have been cool with each other, but then somehow, some way, we don't like each other because of a situation
that's
with
true.
A man.
Well, the funny thing is, in that situation, it was because of him that we became cool with each other, and because
wow.
of him.
Right.
How hard was it for you to become like one of, well, both of y'all, to become a bigger person or the bigger person to work together? Because I know how I feel about
yeah, I know
a
you
side
do.
Bitch that I can't even look at a bitch, so I don't even.
But yeah,
I don't
mean,
like,
you know
how
what,
did
let
you
me
do
just
that?
Be clear, because I don't want to refer to her as that. And that's
not
just,
bitch, but I mean as far as my situation.
No,
I
but
would
that's
be
just
like,
out of respect
bitch.
Because in being real mature and looking at it from the perspective of where her mind might have
right,
been and
right.
what he may have been making her think
right.
for certain
a lot of times
before
the
I even came along.
It's the guy's fault.
Yeah, it's definitely
before I even
the guy's
came
fault.
Into his life. You
right,
feel me?
Right.
So, you know, with all respect to, I get your point.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I just, from like I said, when he passed away, all that went out the window for me.
Right,
there was
right.
no reason to be mad at her.
Right.
You know, but she just wasn't in a place to receive it then. And she actually recently did an interview when we were on the Bad Boy tour where she said, you know, Faith reached out to me before and she, you know, but I just wasn't ready to receive it, you know.
Right.
And but she's in a different place. She's a mom now, you know.
Right.
And when I asked her to be on the song, I was actually like having my fingers crossed behind my back, like, I hope she do it. I hope she do it. And she was like, yeah, of course. I was like, yay.
No, that's dope.
Like,
that's
know,
a
like,
good feeling.
Yes.
That's amazing.
And the thing is, the song that she's on is called Loving You for Life. And when I told her about it, I'm like, I'm going to send it to you, but I really want you to talk about like how you felt when Big died.
Wow.
Ooh, that's crazy.
This week's episode of Lip Service is also brought to you by Bevel, dermatologist approved and proven to prevent and reduce razor bumps, discoloration, and irritation. You know, up to 80% of black men and women struggle with razor bumps, and up to 30% of all men and women encounter razor bumps as well. The Bevel razor uses a single blade which cuts hair above the skin, not beneath, so you can avoid painful ingrown hairs. There's a reason 9 out of 10 customers come back to Bevel month after month. Created by Tristan Walker, who saw a void in the health and beauty market, his goal is to make healthy and beauty simple for people of color. So join the movement and start shaving smarter today with Bevel. Go to getbevel.com/lipservice and learn more and order your Bevel today. That's getbevel.com/lipservice to get your Bevel shaving kit. Start shaving smarter today with Bevel. Thanks again to Bevel for supporting this week's episode of Lip Service, and thanks for keeping everybody's face smooth. We need that. There's nothing like getting a smooth, bump-free shave no matter what part of your body it is, and that's exactly why we love the Bevel razor and shaving kit. It was designed from the ground up for people with coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. No matter what kind of texture your hair might be, with Bevel, you can avoid it.
I'm not gonna lie, that makes a big person out of you, and I feel like you've always like showed that in your character, like you was a bigger person in a lot of situations, and that's something
I have tried to be, and I don't. Yeah. I know I've had my little, you know, want to prove my brick city,
my little Jersey.
Shout out to Jersey, because I'm from Jersey, you know, too. So you know,
I definitely have tried to, when I realized that it was the better thing to do, which I always knew, but you know, I had my little moments.
Right.
You know, that like, you know, it's okay.
As women, don't we all get mad at the other women sometimes?
Oh, hey.
And you really should be
mad at the man for like, what is he saying to her? What is he making her think?
Exactly.
We always come straight at
Gigi, like,
look, we always come straight at the woman, I feel like.
I do.
Yeah, but,
and then we keep talking about
women.
Sometimes the women want to take other women want to smile on your face
every time they see you and speaking.
And these women will see you. These women will see you happy with your boyfriend, and just because they see you happy with your boyfriend, they want to be on your boyfriend. So
right.
Don't sleep. It goes both ways.
But sometimes these guys, I've done heard so much of the craziest stories from these guys where they convince you and they convince the other woman too.
And at the end of the day, it's disrespectful to you. When a man allows another woman to disrespect you, that's on him.
Right. I've been in that situation.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean?
And it's because that's the thing. A woman could try to seduce your man, or my mic is going out. But a woman could try to seduce your man, and your man is the one who's going to let her go bust so far, you know?
Right. And we're going to be like, no, I can't. Like, what? Are men really going to be like, no, I can't do that. I have a girlfriend.
Never.
Probably not.
That's the funniest thing I ever heard.
Never.
Everybody laughed.
What about my girl?
Never.
I can't do it.
If they could juggle both, that's what they're going to figure out how to do. And it's sad that we do go to the woman.
Right.
But I mean,
and stay with him.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna tell you why I ever went to the woman, because I know I can't beat that nigga, so I know I could whoop her ass. So that's why I would go to the woman, like, fuck you, bitch, you knew da 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 da. And it's sad, you know, because at the end of the day, it's him that's doing wrong, but I can't beat him.
Now, another thing we were talking about is, why do men want women who don't work? We were talking about this earlier, right? Dating a guy. And
not even. They like women at work, but they don't want you to work once they get you.
Right.
They're like successful women. That's not going to work for them.
But then they're like, oh, no, don't go do that. I want you to just hang out with me. Like, I remember before I dated a guy, and he was like, I don't understand why you have to go work all the time. Why can't you just take care of things here in the house?
Yes.
And I was like, damn, just like you go to work all the time. Like, I want to be able to go to work all the time. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of guys that are in relationships or married or whatever, and they don't want their wife or their woman to work, really. Like, sometimes they look for that. They want a woman that's just going to kind of like be at their beck and call.
Yeah.
Until, and then they cheat with you with somebody that doesn't.
I feel like you can still be at their beck and call. That's just to not think of a better way to say that, but you can still do that and work. But the whole thought of somebody thinking you shouldn't do that is a little weird to me.
Right.
I agree with that.
A lot of these men are like little boys, and they just feel like they need you around as like a comfort. I'm going through that right now with this guy that I'm dating. Like, he wants me around him at all times because, in his words, I'm his power source.
Aww, like, his power source? Yeah. So I need to be recharged.
Like, I just need you to keep me going. Like, ooh, without you, I'm lost. And
see,
I just be like...
like that too, girl.
Yeah, and I just be like...
Baby, you're going to be on 27%. I hope that shit
lasts. Look, well, I got to go to work, so I'll see you when I get back in a couple hours. But yeah, no, he's just like, why can't you just be with me forever? I just want you by my side at all times.
And How long have you guys been dating?
I got stuff to do. 18 days.
Listen, and then when you are by his side all the time, eventually he's going to be over it. 18 days, which is nothing. Not even a fucking month. Okay.
And after 2 days, he said he was in love with her.
He did.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Would you believe that?
And it was no sex involved when he said, I love you.
Would you believe that?
It wasn't like I fucked him crazy and he was like, oh my God, I love you. Like, no.
I probably would.
I wouldn't believe that shit.
I believed it.
I would. Well,
I didn't believe he was in love, but I believe he loved me.
I believe. Like, I would believe that there are things about me that he loves. Would only have to be around for even a day.
She's like, I'm popping.
Like, I love this.
I hear that.
Like, you're beautiful shit.
I can't believe you X, Y, Z, and this, that, and the third, and I love you for that. It was really like that. Because it definitely wasn't nothing else.
Right. And then you did have sex with him, and then he loved you more.
Well, when I had sex with him, which was like maybe after day like 12, and then he was like, okay, I'm in love with you now. So it went from I love you to now I'm in love with you.
Damn. How long did he
this
last?
This just sounds so awkward.
Yeah, it's weird.
How long did he last?
Well,
yeah.
Well, you went for 18 days, right?
This is 18 days.
12 days later.
Together, right?
Yes.
It's been 18 days. But we're just dating. We're not in a relationship.
But wait, so how long did he last?
The what, the sex?
The first time.
It was.
He did good?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Are you in love with him? Do you love him?
Do you feel? She's just shaking her head, and the answer is no for everybody.
No, I did say it back, though.
Oh, my God. You ain't shit. Why did you do that?
I can't lie to somebody.
Because
like
I felt bad. I just had to say it back.
So you say I love you?
She's such a G.
She's a G.
Babe, have you done that? Have you ever said that?
Gigi.
Have you ever said that I love you back to somebody that told you that you didn't mean it?
You can't just say thank you.
Well, see, let me explain.
Right. Like, after you said it, after somebody tells you they love you 20 times, you got to be like, oh, I love you too. You know?
I must be fucking cold. I wouldn't.
I was married most of my adult life.
Yeah, that's true.
I've only been single for 4 years.
Right. Do you like it?
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. Wow. Are you dating anybody now?
No. I'm not.
I want to hear about how she lied about how saying I love you to someone.
Well, no, I was going to say I probably did that as a teenager. See, that's when I had my most, I had my little.
She was running around.
Promiscuous okay. stage as a teenager. So that's why right now dick don't really, I ain't trying to
do shit
off
yet.
Of it. I'm like, I had enough of that. Right.
Do you have any regrets of guys that be like, yeah, I fuck Faith back and da 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 da? And you'd be like, oh man,
you're dead.
Who? The statute of limitations runs out after. Oh, wow.
Those things. Like, I'll be like, girl, I fucked mad niggas because I just wanted to fuck them, and if I ain't like it, I didn't fuck them again.
Right.
But what if they like, what's up, Raheem? All the time. And then when they even wanted to speak to me more. I'm sure they told but they already knew I fucked them.
Right.
But what if they look crazy now?
But I'm still the same me. It's cool. I ain't fuck you again because that shit was whack.
Boom. Because that shit was whack.
Sorry, Raheem.
Bye, Raheem.
I've always kind of been that way. It's not like I don't feel a way about it. Right. Like, yeah, you fucked me, nigga, and I ain't fuck you again.
Yes.
You can do it now.
Try to fuck again.
You won't get it. You won't get up in this hell.
Don't you can't even add me on Facebook. Get the fuck out of here.
Not following you back. Don't play.
No, I've had friends from Jersey be like, yo, you remember such and such, and it'll be a dude I never had sex with. That might have had a crush on me, and they won't realize that I still have the same exact friends from then, and they'd be like, "Girl, I saw, let's say Raheem."
Raheem.
Talking about Raheem got it already. Let's say Jamil.
That's a Jersey name.
You know what I mean? Right, all the Muslim names, right? Akbar.
There we go.
Suleiman.
You saw Ishmael.
He said. Yeah, Faith still on it. And I'm like, girl. I'm like, I never fucked him. She's like, I know, but I don't think he realized that I still talk to you.
Because
he's telling me, like, he talked to you all the time.
No.
Like, I ain't talked to that nigga.
Guys really be lying on their dick. Like, at a grown age.
When I fucked him, and I didn't like it. And
I didn't like it.
And he ain't get it no more. But we speak when I see him.
Right.
But he don't have my number. What are you talking about? Like, girl, I know. I'm just telling you, this is the stuff that goes down. So to throw back to what you said, like, yeah, I fucked Faith Evans. It might be a few Brick City niggas out there saying that.
Maybe you did.
Shout out to all of the Raheems.
The Akbar, the Jamil, the Muhammad.
Mooks. Shout out to Mooks.
Y'all still was they still my homies though. Right. I bet you they be out there, yo, Faith Evans, y'all she from my neighborhood.
You don't fuck though, right?
But yeah, I fucked him, but I ain't fuck him no more.
Got it once, it was wet.
They only got it once. Oh, they tell you something different.
We gotta go to NJ Pack one day to the
No. Terrace Ballroom.
On Thursday.
Robert Tree Hotel.
Ooh. Treaty tree. Ooh. They caught themselves fixing it up. I was like,
listen,
I was just there.
You know, that's some Jersey shit. Y'all don't know. Y'all quiet because y'all don't know.
I had no idea.
You from Jersey?
I'm from Jersey. Oh, I went to Columbia and Newark Tech and Chad Science. And I went to a bunch of schools. I got kicked all out.
Kicked all out.
Yeah.
Were you a mean girl?
Yeah, you're a bad girl. She's fucking with all the Raheems and Jamil.
Yeah, you know. Bitches ain't fuck with Suleiman. The kid. No.
Suleiman's, Muhammad's the Kareem.
No. Solomon. Salam.
All right, well, listen, Faith. In closing, what kind of guy are you looking for now? If you had to say, like, what is your ideal man?
Okay. In closing, to be clear, I'm not really looking.
But if you had to say, this is what I would like.
I definitely want a man who has a great sense of humor.
Okay.
Who loves their mother. And, you know, just kind of respects the role that women play in this world, which typically shows in their love for their mother.
That's interesting. Yeah. That's a good one.
And someone who, well, that's provided that their mom was in their life, but just understands that, you know, someone that has a connection with God, whoever that God is, you know, to them, whatever their religion or not is, but that understands that, you know, that has some, like, belief that there's, we ain't in control of all of this. So let me just kind of try and be a good person and, you know, somebody that just is a people person and just knows their heart just shows, you know, that they're a good person. I'm really into all that. It's a spirit filling thing.
You grew up in the church though, didn't you? I did,
but I'm not saying I want a church
that's
guy.
Not, yeah. Not no, that. Not that you need a church guy, but somebody that has a belief that
yeah. Even outside of a higher church, being. That knowing that there's a reason for all of this, that is not because I said I want to be da-da-da-da. You know, it's a reason that I never said I wanted to be a recording. I never knew I was going to be a recording artist.
Really?
I was able to sing and ended up, you know, getting a record deal and being a part of a huge movement in music. I was a church girl who had a gift of song. So, I mean, I just know I've always recognized that, you know, it's bigger than me and my path was laid out, you know, for me, whether I realized it or not. So I just like people that kind of it's a feeling thing too. Right. I don't have a type. It's not a certain look. You know?
You don't have to have a beard.
The chemistry.
No, they can't wear no wax shoes. I hate a dude that wears like wax shoes.
They can't give you fake Rolexes.
That turns me off.
Yeah, I feel you on the wax shoes.
Have a certain sense of.
Can he have like a man Skechers or something?
Mm-mm.
What about a hairline? Do you need a hairline or can you be bald?
Cut it off. If you don't have a hairline,
cut it off. Shave that.
I mean, you know. But it's really an energy thing with me. But some of those things would really be important once, you know, we meet. And I'd be like, ooh, I felt a little spark of energy.
All right, I love it. I can't wait till Faith is back in love again.
Me too.
Me either.
Do you want to have any more line kids? Of guys waiting.
You want to have any
know.
More kids?
I wouldn't see the line.
Oh, look.
I don't really, you know, I wouldn't see that line.
Would you want to have any more kids or is it just over? Oh, or how does that work?
I would never think I would.
Yeah.
But if... Yeah. You never know.
I wouldn't think I would because I don't want to be like a 60-year-old with my kids' graduation.
I just feel like you'll still be the cool mom, yeah, so it doesn't cool matter. Yeah, like,
yeah, my
your mom's
faith.
That's so funny because I think my kids, at least my my two boys, CJ and Josh, who are 20 and 18.
Wow, really?
They just, in their high school years, kind of started to feel like I'm kind of the shit.
They got to drop that shit. You know how many friends, how much pussy they can get? Yeah. Right. You know my mom, Faith, if you want to come by the house.
Because we got you on all the playlists in the juice bar, and they come in there like, dun 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 dun.
We got a lot of Faith Evans in there, but thank you.
They come in there, like, your records come on, men be singing.
My kids didn't grow up like I did.
Right.
I mean, not that they are out of touch, but they didn't grow up in Jersey. Right. You know, in the hood. But although they still have a strong connection with my family, they, you know, when I'm up here, we stay in Brooklyn. They spend a lot of time where I grew up, but at the same time, they didn't have the same upbringing.
Right.
So
they chilling.
Well, no, they ain't like, you know, like we
they
in
good,
some
though,
Blueberry
they...
Hill spot.
I know, but they good.
They're cool. They had a
well adjusted.
They ain't got no jobs. I know that much.
They ain't puffy. Right. Let's just be clear.
Okay, okay.
They ain't
puffy. Okay, well. There we go.
I mean, so they don't. It's a different, it's a pretty normal lifestyle compared to probably what people would think. But,
right.
So they didn't really get it. I'm their mom, which I actually appreciate
love
that.
Right.
I was just their mom. They ain't even realize, like,
right.
who you were in
I
the grand scheme
that,
of
you know,
things.
I kind of had some kind of dope shit, You know, I
know you popping. Let's go. Just say it.
They'd be like, nah, just we say just it. Seen Notorious.
Yeah, listen.
Friends in high school, like, that's your mother?
Yeah. Right. That's
and
dope.
And they was like, Mom.
We popping.
I didn't know you was dope.
All right, well, Faith Evans, we thank you so much for coming through. We really
thank
appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for telling me about all these sexual things that I didn't know about before. Girl, you would be the first one.
Anything you can you know, promise when I you promise spray, that you know.
Yes, please. Not internally, either.
When you swear and when you have a wet dream.
Well, see, now that, we did talk about that, the wet dream. I may have had one of those, like, back in the 80s or something.
So you lied to
like
you lied to us. So she lied to
Raheem. Shout out to Raheem.
89. Good
service. 10th grade.
Thanks again to Third Love for sponsoring today's episode. Third Love bras were developed using thousands of real women's measurements and range from sizes AA to G, including signature half cup sizes. Trust me, they got your size too. Third Love stands behind their products so much they're willing to let our listeners try a bra from their 24/7 collection free. Just pay $2.99 for shipping and go to thirdlove.com/Angela. You can get started today.